Test 3, Section 3. You will hear two geography students talking. An older student, called Howard, is giving advice to a younger student, called Joanne, on writing her dissertation. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 24. Now listen and answer questions 21 to 24.
Hi, Howard. I haven't seen you for a while.
Hi, Joanne. Yeah, they're keeping us really busy on the postgraduate programme. But how are you? You'll be starting your dissertation soon, won't you?
Yeah, tutorials start next week. I've got Dr. Peterson. You'll remember it all from last year, of course.
Oh, it's not something you forget easily. But seriously, although I didn't expect to enjoy writing my dissertation, and in fact, I didn't really find it much fun, I wouldn't have missed the experience. I found it really improved my understanding of the whole degree programme, you know, from the first year on.
Right.
So what are you doing yours on?
Glaciated landscapes. Although I haven't decided exactly what aspect yet.
I did mine on climate systems, so I can't help you much, I'm afraid. But you'll be fine once you start your tutorials. Dr. Peterson will help you focus.
I know, and he'll set me deadlines for the different stages, which is what I need. My concern is that I've got tons of material on the topic, and I won't be able to stick to the word limit, you know?
I remember I had different concerns when I was doing my dissertation.
Last year?
Yeah, before my first tutorial, I did a lot of fairly general reading because I hadn't fixed on my topic at that stage. I actually enjoyed that quite a lot and really improved my reading speed, you know, so I was getting through a lot of material. I was frightened I wouldn't remember it all, though, so I got into the habit of making very detailed notes.
So did you find your tutor helpful in getting you started?
Yeah, we certainly had some interesting discussions, but it's funny, I saw a brilliant programme about climate change, and it was that really fired me up. It was talking about some recent research which seemed to contradict some of the articles I'd been reading.
Now you have some time to look at questions 25 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 25 to 30.
So you say your tutorials start next week?
Yeah.
Well, the first month's crucial. You've got to meet your tutor and decide on your focus, but don't become too dependent on him. You know, don't see him every week, only when you want to check something.
Right.
Once you've got the focus, you've got to get reading. It's helpful to look through the bibliographies for all the course modules relating to your topic. And get hold of any books you think you'll need.
I haven't got much money.
I mean, get the books from the library, far better.
And I suppose I should prepare a detailed outline of the chapters?
Yeah, absolutely. But don't feel you have to follow it slavishly. It's meant to be flexible.
OK. Now, I'm someone who likes to get writing quickly. I can't just sit and read for a month.
Not like me, then. But if that's what suits you, you know, your natural approach, then you really ought to start immediately and write the first chapter.
Right.
Now, Joanne, about the library, it's worthwhile getting on good terms with the staff. They aren't always helpful with undergraduates.
I suppose they focus on postgrads more.
Maybe. But show them you're serious about wanting to do good work.
And what if I can't find what I need?
Well, there's interlibrary loans.
borrowing books from other libraries, but I've heard it isn't all that reliable.
You're right, but you probably won't need it anyway. Be positive. The library is likely to have most things you need. And during the dissertation writing period, you can take out 15 instead of the usual 10 books.
Should I look at previous year's dissertations?
You can do.
But I won't know which are the good ones.
The library only keeps the best, and the staff can advise you.
Are they willing to do that?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm worried about getting journal articles from the electronic library.
Well, have you tried to find any yet?
No.
Well, you should. It's really straightforward.
That's obviously something I'll have to look into.
Dr. Peterson will help.
Yeah, I know I can go to him if I have any worries.
Except he will be away in the second month.
Oh.
It's the holidays. You should ask him what to do while he's away.
Gosh, yeah. But I suppose I can get a lot of support from course mates. I know a couple of people who are thinking of doing the same topic as me.
Take care. Collaboration can become dependency. I think you'd better see how that works out, what the people are like.
You're probably right. About other reading, I suppose Dr. Peterson will recommend plenty of good articles to get me started.
One thing I'd find out is what his attitude is to internet sources.
Surely not in this day and age. I'd better get that sorted out right at the beginning.
I would if I were you.
And I've also got some questions about the research sections. How much time I should spend explaining the process?
Well, I think that's up to you. You can see how it develops as you're writing.
OK.
It's the same with things like time management. That's something a tutor can't really help you with.
I agree.
So, is there anything else you need me to go over?
That is the end of section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 4.